Hello, everybody. This is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor. And today, on the 27th episode of the Facebook Live Challenge, I don't think it's a question, it's more of a statement. Actually, it's a question. Are you at a point in your life where you want to make a big life decision? You know, the kind of life decision that you know is going to make a huge impact in your life. It's going to turn everything upside down. And because of that, you're anxious, you're worried, you're thinking to yourself, if I was to go through this, I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what's on the other side. And because you're faced with all of these doubts, it's becoming harder and harder for you to make this decision. But you know you still have to make it. You know you still have to do something about it. Because you've come to a point in your life when you're like, nah, I can't do this anymore. I want something different. I want to change something, or I want to leave something behind. Even if it's something that you have had with you for years and years and years and you've become used to it, you know that just because you're used to it, it is no longer of any use to you. So if you're going through that, I have three questions to ask you, and three questions that you can ask yourself before you make a big life decision. And the first question is, when I look back at this decision 10 years from now, will I regret it if I do go through it? And will I regret it if I don't go through with it? So, think of yourself 10 years from now. Ask yourself, if I make this decision, will I regret it? And why will I regret it? Or if I make this decision, will I not regret it? And why will I not regret it? It's two important things to weigh. And if you find yourself leaning more towards one side because you're seeing more of the benefits of making this decision, then that's a sign. That's something to look at. But we're not done yet. The next question is, if someone else is going through the same thing, what would you advise them? So, if a friend of yours or somebody close to you comes to you with this exact same issue and they pour their heart out to you and they tell you about all the fears that they're dealing with, all the potential what ifs that could come out of it, all the risks and all these anxieties and worries, how would you advise them? Paying attention to the fact that whatever it is that you're going to tell them is very likely the same thing you would tell yourself. So that would be a very, very telling answer, because it's easy to take a question. It's easy to take something that you're finding difficult and turn it into a question that you can ask someone else, right? Or like what I've just said, you can picture someone else, a good friend of yours, going through the same thing, and it's very easy for you to answer that question. It's very easy for you to advise them. So take that answer and point it back at yourself and ask yourself whether that is the kind of answer, knowing that you love your friend, knowing that you have their best interest at heart, would you take that advice? I'm not here to help you make any decisions. I'm just here to help you look at this from a new perspective, a different angle, just in case you are in a predicament like that, where you're on the verge of making a life-changing decision. Maybe you want to end a long-term relationship. Maybe you want to leave a job that you've had for the past 10 years. Maybe there are plenty of maybes. Maybe you want to move to a completely different country and just start something new. Those are examples of big life decisions. So, my third question to you, excuse me, is what would happen if you did nothing about it? What would happen if you chose to act like this thing that's nagging you doesn't exist and just go about your life? What will the outcome be? The three questions that I have asked you are deep questions. You don't have to ask, you don't have to deal with them yourself. You can take these three questions and talk to somebody that you love and trust, someone who's like your confidant, someone who's your best friend, who has your best interests at heart, and you can have a heart-to-heart with them. And you can use this person as a soundboard while they're helping you clarify, whatever doubts that you may have. You're also listening to yourself talking to them, because sometimes all you have to do is just listen back to the words you're telling someone. So, those are the three questions. Number one, before you make a life altering decision, a big life decision, when you look back at it 10 years from now, will you regret it or will you not regret it? What are the pros and cons? If someone else is going through the same thing as you are, what would you advise them? Truly, what would you advise them? What would you tell them? Especially if it's somebody who's a really good friend of yours, someone you love and trust. Picture that. It's very likely that you might find that answer would just roll out of your mouth because you know this person well. But you're afraid of treating yourself in the same way. And then the last question, the third question, what would happen if you did nothing about it? What would happen if you pretended that that question doesn't exist? Not that question, sorry. What would happen if that big life decision, you have been crying about it, you have been struggling with it, you know you need to make the decision, but what if you decided to do nothing? What would the consequences be? You know that this is something that is life altering. You know that this is something that will change your life completely. Yet you will choose to do nothing about it. What will be the result? So I just want you to consider that. I want you to look through those three questions for you who is on the verge of making a big life decision. I hope that this episode, this 27th episode, will help you who is going through something really like it's a tug of war between the person that you are and the person that you want to become. I hope that these three very important questions help you make the decision that you know is right for you, that is true for you, that is your highest for you. This episode is not for the rational people. I am not going to tell you to use your head. I'm going to ask you to use your heart and let your soul guide you this time. Don't be rational. That's my advice. Don't be rational. Take a leap of faith. Anyway, this is Sheila McKenna. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take good care of yourselves. I will see you tomorrow on the 28th episode. Take care. Bye for now.